Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26. And this is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 16. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, and orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another. Here ends our reading. May God add his blessing to it. According to my wife, Nancy, pastors are the worst drivers in the world. Now, on behalf of pastors everywhere, I want to say we are only the second worst drivers in the world. You see, the worst drivers in the world are the residents of Jessamine County, Kentucky. Nancy and I lived there for 3 years while I attended seminary, and I quickly discovered that the speed limit sign was taken as merely a suggestion, because they would get out on these sharp corners and they would speed around the sharp corners and winding, twisting, narrow roads. And I have to admit, I picked up on their bad habits, because one day, somewhere in the month of October, I was out on a narrow road called Shunpike Road. I was probably going too fast. I was probably not paying enough of attention because I was gawking around at all the beautiful scenery, because Kentucky is beautiful in the state of, in the month of October. And I saw off in the distance an old yellow pickup truck on the road. But it was far off in the distance, and I was doing okay on the speed. And I continued gawking at all the beautiful scenery, when all of a sudden, I looked up just in time to see the tailgate of that old yellow pickup truck coming right up into my windshield, and I stomped on the brakes, and I stopped just in time. When I pulled out around that old yellow pickup truck, I saw a very old-looking man bent over the wheel of this very old yellow Dodge pickup truck with a lot of junk metal in the back of it. And the reason I almost hit him is because he was only driving 20 miles an hour. Now, I discovered he was known as Old Bill. And people would, after I told people about this experience, they said, oh yeah, that's Old Bill. You got to watch out for him. He was the local junk dealer. He salvaged scrap metal and sold it, and that's how he made his living. And Old Bill had retired 6 years earlier. And one day he just up and retired, and he never bothered to drop off his last load of scrap metal. He just left it in the truck. And the reason he was only driving 20 miles an hour is because his old truck was so worn out, it couldn't go any faster. So I learned that anytime I saw an old yellow pickup truck, I needed to slow down. Now, about a year later, again, during the month of October, I was driving on the same road, probably going too fast, probably not paying attention because I was gawking at the scenery. But I did see a red pickup truck off in the distance, and I thought, okay, it's a red pickup truck, I'm fine. When all of a sudden, I see the tailgate of that red pickup truck coming right up into my windshield, I stomp on the brakes, and thankfully I stopped just in time. Now, I discovered that the driver of this red pickup truck was only going 20 miles an hour, and it didn't make sense because this was a red pickup truck, not a yellow one. And then I saw what was loaded in the back, a bunch of old junk metal. And I thought, wait a minute, I recognize that old junk from somewhere. And sure enough, Old Bill was at the wheel. And you see, friends, a few months before that, he had got run off the road. And there was a big insurance settlement that he received. And with that insurance settlement, he bought a brand new shiny red Dodge pickup truck. But there he was, still putting along at 20 miles an hour with the same old junk in the back. Now, I want you to try to imagine what an absurd picture that was. You know, an absurd picture of a brand new pickup truck full of old junk putting along at 20 miles an hour. But you see, friends, that's the kind of picture that represents the spiritual life of all too many Christians, including myself at times. You see, through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed. We are a new creation. Our old self without Christ was a wreck. God has given us a new spiritual vehicle capable of doing great things. But we're still putting along at 20 miles an hour and still carrying around the same old junk. And this is what the Apostle Paul is saying to the church. He says, we have been redeemed at a precious high price through the blood of Jesus Christ. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have been given a new life. So quit living the old way. And he says that in the opening verses of the passage that we read earlier. He says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. And then in verse 19 through 21, he talks about the acts of the flesh. He says that the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, debauchery, witchcraft, and so on. And what's being said here is this: in our old life, we were led around by the sinful nature. In our new life, we need to be led around by the Spirit of God. So how can you tell when you're being led around by the Spirit of God? Well, look at verse 22 with me. It says this, but the fruit of the Spirit. And when he says the fruit of the Spirit, it means the results. The result of having the Holy Spirit abiding in you is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And I want to point out a few things here about the fruit of the Spirit. First of all, I want to point out that there is no S in there. Oftentimes, people will say the fruits of the Spirit. It's not plural, it's singular. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, when we say the fruits of the Spirit, it's as if we kind of imagine this spiritual buffet where you can go through and you can pick and choose what you want. You say, well, I have a big helping of love and a big helping of peace and a double helping of joy, a dab of kindness and just a little pinch of gentleness. But I think I'll pass on the patience and self-control. That's not how it works. The fruit of the Spirit, the result of being led around by the Holy Spirit, is all of those things put together. It's a package deal. You can't break it up. The second thing I want to point out about the fruit of the Spirit is this. When our lives are being led by the Spirit, that doesn't mean that our circumstances will change on the outside. Instead, circumstances will change on the inside. That means that the fruit of the Spirit, that is love, does not mean that we're always going to be surrounded by lovable people. In fact, we will be able to be loving toward people who act in unlovely ways at times. The fruit of the Spirit that is joy doesn't mean that every situation is going to be joyful. Instead, we can have joy in whatever situation, knowing that God will bring it to a good conclusion. We can have peace. Doesn't mean that we're going to have peace in our life. We'll have a lot of turmoil, but we can have peace in the midst of turmoil because we know that God is in control and that we can trust in His will. You know, the fruit of the Spirit that's gentleness doesn't mean we're always going to be treated in a gentle manner. But that fruit of the Spirit means that we can give a gentle answer to harsh words. If you want to test out if your mind is controlled by the Holy Spirit, then ask yourself this question. How do you handle lost luggage with the airline? I had someone say that one time. They said, you will know whether or not the Holy Spirit is abiding in you depending on how you handle the lost luggage with airline. You see, when the Holy Spirit of God begins working in our life, he doesn't work on the outward circumstances of our life. Instead, the Holy Spirit of God goes to work here on the inside. And in time, that will change the outside. I want to give you an image in order to hang that concept on. There is a coal mine in Alberta, Canada, that caught on fire decades ago. And when a coal mine catches on fire, it burns indefinitely because it has an almost endless source of fuel to it. Now, this coal mine in northern Alberta, Canada, you can tell exactly where the fire is at by looking at the ground in the wintertime. Because in the wintertime, the ground just above the fire does not get covered with snow. It will have deep snow covering all around it. But where the fire is, the grass stays nice, lush, and green, and no snow can accumulate. It melts and it waters the grass. And you see, it stays green and lush and beautiful, not because of what the outside temperature is, but it's all about the temperature underneath in the inside. And that's what the Apostle Paul is talking about when he talks about life being led by the Holy Spirit. We can have peace, not because of what people are doing on the outside, but because of what the Holy Spirit is doing on the inside. And you might say, well, hey, that sounds like something I want. How do I get it? Two words. The first word is acceptance. When we speak of salvation, we talk about accepting the grace of God, accepting the fact that Jesus died for us. But you see, friends, there is a second act of God's grace, and a second act of God's grace whereby we become holy, we become sanctified, we become set apart, we become a new person for the rest of our life. We no longer vacillate between the devil's world and God's world. We stay on course with God. And we need to accept that second act of God's grace. Now, the second word, in terms of how you have the Holy Spirit, is the word surrender. And we need to be willing that once God gives us that new spiritual vehicle called the Holy Spirit, we need to be willing to surrender the old junk, the grudges, the hurts, the habits, the hang-ups, the things that we rely on for security or comfort or consolation. We need to be ready to surrender those things. And once we surrender all of those things and we are emptied out, then is when the Lord has room to work. And I would like you to consider this morning, what kind of old junk might you be being asked to surrender this morning? You see, this week, and for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be teaching about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, according to the Apostle Paul, there are 9 different components of the fruit of the Spirit. There are 9 things that happen to us when we accept that second act of God's grace, and when we surrender that old junk, there are 9 things that happen to us. And so for the next 3 weeks, I'll examine 3 components of the fruit of the Spirit in detail each week, so that we can see the transformation that God wants to make in our lives after we come to salvation. I want to give you just one closing thought, and that is this. God loves you exactly the way you are. I don't care if you're the most upstanding citizen, or whether you're a drug addict, prostitute, or criminal. God loves you exactly the way you are. You don't have to clean yourself up to come to God. God loves us just the way we are, but he loves us so much that he is not willing to leave us just the way we are. After we come to God's saving grace, after that second act of God's grace, God wants to make us into a new creation. If only we will accept and surrender. Amen.